you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Good morning, sunshine. How are you? How's your new floor mats in your car, in your Honda? You get your new floor mats? Are you all happy driving around with your new floor mats? Pulling over in the side of the road with a salad from the supermarket. I like to eat my salad with my new floor mats. My new floor mats are part of my family. A friend of mine, my girlfriend's brother, got new floor mats for his car. He asked me if I'd mention it on the show. I feel silly. It's like a weird way to open the show. Todd, mention my floor mats. I really would feel better about it. All right, listen. Today, last week on the show was Gavin Matz and Beth Stelling. And it was really a lot of fun. They were fun to be around. Easy. I like when people are easy to be around. Isn't that what we look for? The close circle of friends that everybody can have their things. I don't mind. People love me and I have my things. So you gotta accept their things. So you have a close group of people around you that basically, no one's saying anybody's perfect, but your good and bad things, or good and annoying things, or they mesh with theirs. And then you get along. Right? Just easy to be around. I like predictability in friendships. You can have quirks. I got a lot of friends who got some quirks, but they're predictable. I don't like when people snap. I don't like when people are moody. Just be predictable. You can have all your quirks. You can have all your little things. I'll love you to death, but just let me know where you're coming from. Anyway, that's all. What the hell made me talk about that? No one even asked me. Well, I gotta make this a meatier podcast. So anyway, after they left, Beth and Matt Gavin Max. We were in the mood to play a little, so we kept going, and it was fun. I don't even remember what we did. Aristotle called me today, yelling at me. He goes, "Glass, you better fucking get me the opening of that show."
Not true.
I'm sick of this shit. You know what he said? He goes, "Now that now I'm in charge, you fuck."
Not true.
It's the way he talks to me when no one's around. Seriously.
Nope.
He'll probably edit this out. You won't even hear it. You know what I mean? Or I'll come in halfway through. Not true. That's what he does a lot. That's so embarrassing. He's not even supposed to do that, by the way. Creatively, he doesn't have the right. But when I'm saying stuff like this about him, he comes in, he imposes. Not true.
Not true.
How's that professional? All right. Enjoy the show. It's an after show. Like I said, I don't remember what we did. Real quick. In March, South by Southwest Comedy Festival. I'll be there at the Hideout. And then after that, I'll be at Portland Comedy Festival. I mean, just Portland Helium. Portland Helium, and I can't be more excited. And after that, Helium in St. Louis. All right. Enjoy the show. And I think you're great. Okay? Aww.
It's a good show.
Show him. Show him. Don't fuck it up. This is your big opportunity. Right, John?
He could be the new Aaron Stoll.
He could be.
No edits.
No, he's serious. Think about what you say.
It's one of the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word.
Be impeccable with your words. What a great, clean piece of nice verbiage
Think
to
what that
make
means.
You be impeccable with your words. How many things, if you applied that to, would you change? Maybe something. You know,
bye, Aristotle. You're
bye,
the best.
Aristotle.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye, Aristotle.
Send these to me.
I will.
Now look,
and I'll love doing
it. Bless you.
Because I don't want Aristotle to have to make an edit. I have to go make a pee-pee. So can you just talk seriously? To George Carlin. Not even. Oh wait. Okay. Wait. Yeah, I may as well make a bit out of it. Are you guys? Leave it all in. So here's the bit. But I do have to go to the. I honestly have to go to the bathroom. But why not do it as a bit? Okay. So are you guys okay?
I'm gonna improv a song with.
You want to improv a song while I'm gone?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I only have to pee for 30 seconds.
Wow, you're the fastest peer in the world. Really
well,
get
back here in 30 seconds. 45 max.
Maybe we should just count. Should we
talk? Nah, yeah, we're not going to. You want to just count to. Can you sing the count?
We'll yeah.
One,
that'll be our,
two, three. Right. Hold on. Can you do it silently? Because it might make me nervous.
Start counting right now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34.
Oh my God!
And I had to pee a lot.
So don't think like, even first when I got out there, the minute I got out there and I went, okay, you're about ready to pee, and you're only at like 4 seconds, I'm like, I might be able to, and then I just peed really quick, and then I was like, wow, I can't believe it. And they're like 28, 29, I'm like, I got this in the bag. And I heard your counting get a little lower and lower, because you might have thought, he could be in there for 2 minutes.
No, see, I don't think it was a true count. I think they were counting with the music.
Well, it was still pretty close. I mean, what are you looking for? To pull up numbers? You want to get the ethics committee on board? I don't know, because, you know, we weren't,
ethics
you know,
committee.
We didn't have the pendulum from the piano, clock, click, the tick-tock,
we're not
click,
doing
clock,
an official
tick-tock.
Count.
We're not doing an official. We have an expert coming in.
Well, if you don't want to take it seriously.
I had some burritos. Okay, wow.
Burritos?
Take a deep breath. I gotta just. Wow. Everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People sometimes, even the people listening, they're like, you know what? Shh. People like, shh. No offense, but a lot of podcasts, they never shut up. Sometimes maybe people like the show, but they're like, yeah, just, it's all shh. I'm not offended. Shh. Okay. I get it. Other podcasts. And then you see this, and then I did this, and then I did that, and then I went there, and then I did... Shh. If I've learned nothing. Shh. That's where you break.
I don't think there's many people that think, I like that podcast, but I wish they'd shut up.
I wish they'd shut up. Maybe, though. I'm looking at it from the other perspective, trying to be positive. People go, all right, just shut up.
Enough with the talking.
Do you want to make crank calls from crank places?
Sure.
No, that's what we would do. We would call somebody like maybe or Steve Fine Arts, huh? More like Boring Shovel. And we could say we're at the airport or we're at the train station. Now listen, our John over here is saying that our sound effects board is locked up. You can't play anything. We're going to have to do the sound effects on our own.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Okay, that adds a layer to it, I'm not going to lie. So what we're going to do is...
So like when there's something dramatic, I don't have the generic... like.
You don't have it? So if we say, if I decide I want to call Steve Fine Arts and Sam at the train station, I need you guys to do background train ambient noise. If we say,
don't you think it would be fun to do both?
To do what?
To have the sounds on the board.
Honestly,
and
Eric?
No, I think it's funny.
Well, no, can I be honest? Yeah, Eric, I do, but the board's locked up.
The board's locked up.
Oh, the vibe. I feel bad. Why would I? I didn't know the board was locked up. I'm sorry.
Eric, of course I would.
It would be so much better. You're right.
Yes, you have pre-done sound, and it sucks that we have to do it. We're not professional. You know, it's fun to have bird chirping from the internet. I'm not going to lie. It is. There's something about it. Yeah, it's literally bird chirping.
I'm trying it right now. It's
that makes sense. I thought you didn't think that it would be better.
Do you have the sound of a crowbar hitting a log or something? Ding, 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 and insinuate that
he does, but the board's locked up.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a fucking bitch.
We just discussed this.
I'm trying to play Eric Olsen's jingle right now.
Even in the bit, I'm upset. Oh, you stick to the rules, Todd, that you created. You son of a... Oh, boy. Because I did. I wanted him to get a clink, 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 clink. Well, don't... If there is... If,
there it goes. I've tried it right now. It's not working.
Yeah, that is the neighbor.
Let me try it one more time.
What? I forget the bit. Why did I want a clinking pipe?
It's all locked up, the board.
Oh, the board's low. They're fixing
it. Let me try it one more time.
John, stop just hitting it with a hammer. That's not going to fix our soundboard.
No, this worked. Remember?
No,
back in the day.
John, you're hitting it with a pipe. You look like a maniac. Stop.
That's how you fix the TV.
No, that's not how you fix a computer, please.
Computer.
John, stop hitting a computer with a pipe.
VCR,
John.
And you got to hit it around.
No, John, please stop. John, don't make, if you know what I'm so, don't, you, I never heard anybody say, oh, you're having a problem with your Apple, hit it with a pipe.
Why is this thing locked up?
What? It's, I know, but I don't know why it's locked up. Hitting it with a pipe is not going to fix the computer. Why are you hitting my cell phone with a computer?
All right, I'll stop.
Wait.
Hey, San Antonio says if I'm having fun, they're having fun. Thank you for getting me through these tough times. San Antonio, you're something special. I hope they listen still. Because to George Carlin, that was said to me, literal words that helped me at those times. I was just having a really good time then. I get real silly, get lost in the silliness. And then you always think, oh, is reality, is this like too crazy? You know what I'm talking about?
It's going to sound great later.
You're right.
You were going to make crank calls.
Oh, yeah. So I'll call Steve Fine Arts. Now, I might want to be at the airport. So could you guys help me out with that? John, is it unlocked?
No, let me try it.
No, that's not a good... John, I swear, and I don't like to make promises I can't follow through with. If you can't keep hitting the computer with a pipe.
You're... Well, I don't know what else to do.
Well, it's then do nothing. All right, stop. Please, I'm trying to be patient. I want to be loving. I don't want to criticize you guys. Just put the pipe down. Okay. You feel better? You got one last little hit in. I know how it is with aggression. Maybe like boxing, but that's okay. There you go. And that's fun because the last one was gentle. So
you know what? It worked. The board's open.
Is the board working? No, it's not. No. Ah, now he broke it. Ah.
You broke the pipe?
John doesn't want... Hey, you know what it is? Eric doesn't want to do the sound effects, so it behooves him to take the bit one way. He's I think the board is up. Look at that. What a miracle.
No, I'll be good at this. What did you say, airport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I know what you're going to do. Bomb. There you go.
Right?
Hey, you know what? That happens. I want a realistic airport.
Here's Hello, I'm going to Connecticut.
Flight 345, Red Zone Park. Yes.
From the middle to the
I
back
need
of the
a
airplane.
Ticket for myself
and could I be positioned
and my
next
five
to my
children
five...
and of course my wife
yes I pack
ladies and gentlemen
I'll let my husband
wait
my lovely wife of nine
we are now boarding flight 447 if you are an active military or have other people with you that need pre-boarding to get on the plane. Guys, you're really doing it too much. You really are.
And
no, no. Flight 4.
Everybody in the airport.
Why is the
first
ticket so expensive?
Everybody
I
on
bought
me.
The ticket online and I thought
I
that
told
it
you to
had
pack.
All 2R2L. Included, and then I get here.
2R2L.
I have to
I'm sorry,
pay
you can't park.
When somebody loves
we forgot to call
you.
Steve.
Where's my ticket?
It's no good unless they love you all the way through the good and bad years. At all the in-between years, all the way, when somebody loves you like the way nobody's gonna love you. I gotta be honest, I forgot the words. Happy birthday to myself. When somebody loves you. Okay, I'm done. I have the show to do. I have to go. This is the after show, so it's whatever we make. Let me ask you a question, John. Did we play all the things that I wanted to play?
Well, let's go down the list here.
Oh, we were going to do mashed potatoes.
Oh, it's been this is a classic.
Yeah, sure.
The whole premise of that last bit was that you were going to call Steve.
Oh, right. Thank you. Let's call Steve Fine Arts.
And that part never
thank
happened.
Thank you. Where's my phone? Does anyone see
All right. Well, now we have a new game, Find Todd's Phone.
Hey, okay. Siri, where are you?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Siri, where are you?
Show yourself. Put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
Listen, Siri, put your hands up. You must show yourself. We know you hear us. You are on a voice command
Siri?
That I set up through Apple about a week ago.
Siri, we have you surrounded.
Siri, we have you surrounded. Do not try to... Be... Oh, hello, right. Siri.
She Thank turned you. Herself in.
Siri is here, I found her. 2R2L.
Thank you, Eric. How you doing, Eric? I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing good. Why do I have my phone?
You were going to call Siri.
Oh, Steve Fine Arts. Call Steve Fine Arts. Maybe pretend we're at a... Where do you want to be at? Just make up something.
The train station's
train
fun.
Train station, is that okay? And don't overdo it, guys. Just do it real. Don't overdo it.
This guy brought his guitar.
This guy sits over there with his guitar. We're at the train station. I'm calling Steve Fine Arts. These are crank calls from crank places. It's a new series I have.
Where's that?
We put the jingle right in here. Crank calls. There we go. Wow. I like that one Joe made for that. Play it again.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh.
Steve, who does he think he is?
He's changed.
He's changed. No, no, and I don't.
Steve's gone Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Make sure we have to mark that to bleep it out.
Ah, they didn't get enough.
Yeah, I don't know. We just mark it somewhere, please.
They're not going to guess the other seven numbers.
No, I think it got halfway through. Oh. I do, and I'm smart to think it. And thank you for writing it down. Look at lazy bumpkins over here. Oh, no one's going to dial every last number. You only got six of the numbers out. That's Eric. You only got six of the numbers out. Everything will be fine. All right, listen, did I have anything that I wanted to do?
You would have to really want to call Stephen Fine Arts, though, to go through each of the other numbers.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know because I wasn't sure. Yeah, if there was five given, maybe. But I didn't know because, you know, I'm not at my full cognate abilities.
I knew it.
Thank you. I've been honest.
This
about,
has all been for.
I've been honest about this. I've always been honest about it. So I don't know. I don't want to take a chance. You know, that would be embarrassing and not something he should laugh off. I mean, he did call into the show last week with some, you know.
Oh, that was...
He was rude. I can't believe Steve Fine Arts. He goes, Todd, I hope they know you're kidding. I go, of course they do.
He thought 9/11 was good.
Yeah, that was wrong.
You really think you know someone.
That's a sick person.
Where do you even get that idea?
Well, because Steve Fine Arts is sick, and you have to pity him and educate him. He needs your pity, not your hate. Steve Fine Arts needs our pity. We should hug him, keep him close. How about Danielle? God bless her soul. The ray of light.
Put up with him.
To put up with him and those opinionated things. She's the reason he changes his opinion eventually. But he said, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Because let me tell you something. I don't want even one person to think maybe they didn't hear last week's show. You know what? I'm okay. Some people go, Todd, we know what happened last week. Maybe someone's listening to this show for the first time. Oh, do they have something with Steve Fine Arts? No, last week we made pretend we were him calling into the show and just saying horrible things about
everything. There's three people now that think that Steve Fine Arts thought 9/11 was good.
Yeah. Well, did he say that?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, that's horrible. No, 2 weeks ago? That really, I didn't know he said that. I just go right back into it. All right, let's get out of it. I want to talk about positive things, positive stories for the next whatever. I'll decide when it's over. I want everything to be positive. Anything that happened in your life, anything just silly, funny, a video,
sure.
Something positive. You got anything?
Oh, yeah.
And there's no pressure.
I have one of the biggest things of all.
What is?
I'm going to fish next week.
Ooh.
I like real big fish.
It's my favorite band in Mexico. I've never gone outside the States except for to Canada with you, Todd. Thank you for Just for Laughs. That was a fun.
That was fun, right?
Fun trip.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a party up there. It truly is. I didn't realize that, but it's like a party every night with like a bunch of famous comedians, and they're all just
everybody's.
It's probably the one of the funnest places to be in the world.
And that's every day all over Canada.
commercial brought to you by Canada.
You'll never be.
You're gonna like the way it's Canada.
You'll never be at a McDonald's. Except the one right next to where everybody from the festival stays. You'll never be in a McDonald's with so many comedians of all over the gambit. Just, you know, whatever their fix is. A lot of times it's something, you know. But if it's just up late and your fix is being able to do whatever you want as a full-grown adult. But sometimes it's...
Is this Toronto or Vancouver?
Montreal, specifically.
Montreal. Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a McDonald's and you go there at night and you just see everybody so happy that you can get... McDonald's.
You know what they call a Big Mac in Montreal?
What? Big Mac?
I didn't get one.
I got a lot. I got a milkshake.
Yeah, I got a milkshake.
What do they call that?
French fries. They call it a milkshake.
Yeah,
no joke. I know how to talk. Ask me any word, and I'm not being sarcastic.
What were the chicken nuggets called?
Chicken nuggets.
That's right.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets. I got the chicken nuggets. Yeah. No lie. Let me say it word for word. Swear to God, I'm not going to overdo it. What word do you want me to say? Because swear to God, I'm going to do it right.
French fries.
Excuse me. Would you like some French fries? Excuse me. A French fry. Do you like a crispy? A French fry. A French fry. French fry. A French fry. I like a French fry. I like French fry. No, I like a French fry.
A poutine.
A poutine. Anything. I'm happy. I love anything. Poutine. I love it. I love it all. I'll give
they
everything
did have
a
poutine
shot.
At McDonald's.
I love a
Canada.
Poutine. John made grits the other night that were so fucking good.
I did do that.
Later, he told me to tell you the truth, which I don't care. The trick is it's a lot of butter. You know what? That's part of it.
Well,
the other,
not
I
the
bet
only tricks.
That you whip it more than most. You know, you really fucking get it gone because I heard him in there. Like, just, I bet that means a lot. How you fucking just get it going. That was not instant grips or grits, or was it?
It was.
It was.
It takes about 6 minutes to make the grits, but then you want to, like, the seasoning takes another 6 minutes.
So it's not instant like the packages, because that's ready. And
I think you can do it in the microwave if you wanted to. I think it's just better on the stovetop.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
They were good. They were like mashed potatoes and grits if they were one. But they had the...
Thank you, man. I tell you the truth,
I was craving them more than mashed potatoes. I love.
Yeah.
But almost like grits... I tell you what, someone must do grits with brown gravy. That would be so fucking good. Why do I curse? Because I'm an adult.
And it's cool.
I could stop cursing too, you know. Maybe I should.
And the kids think it's cool.
Sure they do. No, kids love grits and brown gravy.
Our demographics.
My demographics are grits eaten.
Kids.
Good kids.
That love cursing.
That love.
Cakeboards and cursing.
Cakeboards and cursing. No, that's our demographics. That's why a lot of these new shows want. That's why a lot of new shows want to advertise with us, because they get it. They go, Todd makes the jokes about his demographics, and they go over at Starburns. They go, no, it's true. He does not have a dying audience. Hey, a lot of podcasts. No offense, but their average listener is dying.
That's true.
We have people that are just entering into the world of, because we're willing to not be so
and that's on
that's on the average.
Half their listeners are already dead.
Half their listeners are most people, most podcasts, and I'm not going to point. Most of their listeners are already dead.
Right, at least half.
At least half, and that's just science. I'm not being
right. That's how averages work.
That's just averages. To explain, because I don't want to talk down to people. Averages are just
right. Right.
If it's the law
if
of averages.
Half of them are dying, and the other half are
the
dead.
The other half are dead. So every day have nobody. This is sad. And this is why I bring it to your life.
They don't like it when we talk science.
I don't like. Yeah, my back. I want that scratch so bad. Would you do me a favor? I will appreciate it so much.
In my room.
Oh God, you guys are sick.
Alexa,
would you? You guys are sick.
How did we not think he was going to scratch your back?
Sick in your head, every one of you. Clear the courtroom. Clear the podcast studio. No, in my room.
A little higher.
That back scratch. Will you grab it? It's in my room, in my desk. You'll see. You can't miss it. It's open the drawer. Boom, it's right there. It's immaculate in there. You can fucking see everything. I know it does. Could you do me a favor, Aaron? Do you think that's the type of person I am? Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you. Seriously, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame. 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 Shame, 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 shame. Hey, do you want me to sing?
Yes.
I really enjoyed singing before.
Yes.
Hold on. Really, at a place like this. Flim flam, bim bam. Flim flam, bim bam. You got your bim bam baby and your flim flam flap and your flim flop flopper and your flip flop flip and your flip flap baby and your flip and a blop and your bing bang baby and you bring it on. No, you got a flip flap flippity flippity flappity way to go around down up down flippity flappity flippity flappity bippity bappity up and down and sing it all around. You go flip flap flappity bip bap bappity. I say a bip, a bap, a bip, bap, boom. I say a ho, bang, bim, bam, boom. I say a stop and go and play like that. You gotta stop and start and stop and start. A boom, bang, bang, and right back to the beat. You gotta go right back to the primal beat. You gotta bim, bam, baby, and a flim, flam, right. You gotta stop everything. But then you go bing bang and you start right up and you go hoo ha and you go hoo hoo. Thank you very much, everybody. That was so much fun. Can I tell you the truth? We did that while we weren't recording and it was so much fun. I thought, oh, I wish we were recording. This time we were. I bare my soul. I don't know what that sounds like on the other end, but up there was fun. God, you're fucking so fun to play with, Eric, because you're fucking right on. Like, it's crazy. It's really spoils you because, you know, when someone can read you, it's fucking nice to have around. You know, it's a great creative, you know what I mean? Like, thank you. God damn it. Oh, shut the fuck up. So I'm scratching my back right now with a back scratch. Jesus, the shit. When I was scratching my back, I thought to myself, gee, I gotta scratch my back. Then I was scratching my back all day and night. Scratch, scratch, scratch my back. All right, I feel better now. All right, stop everything. I want this show to be good. I want this show to be good. Oh, so you think you're funny, huh? I used the back scratch as a Hitler mustache. Eric really enjoyed it. What's it say about him? No offense, it was a test to see. What he thinks funny. No. It was a test to see what he thinks is. No.
I passed.
He did pass. Speaking of passing. I would like to say Steve Finearts, God rest his soul. I'm going to miss Steve Finearts. I can't believe he's dead. No, it's sad. It's so sad. I love it. Steve Finearts became my brother. He basically became my brother. Now he's just gone. I got the call from his mistress. She was crying. I mean, she was old school. She showed up with a black veil around her face crying. Saying my Steven is gone. I hugged her and I said,
not even the day of the funeral.
This was 6 weeks after.
What would Eddie's eulogy be?
Eddie made the eulogy. I have a recording of it.
Oh, this is almost, it's so funny, but yet it brings me to tears.
It brings me to tears. I'll tell you why. Okay, I got to tell you the truth. I have Eddie Pepitone giving the eulogy at Steve's funeral. I have it.
Oh.
And I'm going to play it next week.
Oh.
Guess what? I'll full disclosure, I'm going to have James Adomian do it and just send it to me on his phone.
Oh, that's fine.
Right? So this could be, so
we can
We'll edit it in. But I don't mind if they hear all this too.
Okay.
They hear this too. We'll just somewhere we'll have him, we'll offer it up. Maybe we'll drop it right in right here. How many days do I have? Today's Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't want to give myself work.
So just call him now.
No, I will remember.
We'll do it live.
What was I going to put in there?
Just call James now and have him do Eddie.
Oh, should I? Oh, okay, cool. You're right. Thank you.
And we could be at the train station.
Call James and go. You're really thinking up. Can you believe, I swear, to George Carlin, when I said the train station, I never thought about the whistles. I mean, this is a, and you have a choon, 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 choon. Not, some people go, well, why would that be at the train station? For this train station, it's very, doesn't really make sense. You hear that sound. At this train station, it's like a parody. It's like a Lifetime movie, you know? Okay, hold on. Let me call James Adomian first. Call James Adomian. Well, she doesn't have to say. I hope he answers because it would be nice to have it over with.
It's gonna be,
not yet. I'm so excited to hear what James is going to do because you know he'll turn this around to me tomorrow. And it's going to, oh, it's such a clean request. You're Eddie Pepitone at Steve Finearts' funeral. And you start. You're warm, but you start yelling a little too. That's the direction I'm gonna give. You're warm, but you have moments where you're screaming. You know, he didn't make me. Hold on. Ooh, sounds a little gay. Ooh. Ooh. I'm just gonna leave it real time, right? Hey, James. So I'm calling you on my podcast right now, but I really need you to do this. So I want you to call me as Eddie Pepitone. Like somehow I say, yeah, we have a recording because I have my recorder there, you know, just my phone. And I was like, I recorded Eddie Pepitone at Steve Finearts' funeral. So you're basically Steve. You're basically Eddie Pepitone, and you're doing a eulogy at Steve Fine Arts' funeral. So you just put your phone down and like talk away from it, like it's capturing you, like, you know, 5 feet away from your phone. And let me tell you, and you're Eddie. You know, you're probably appreciative that but you're mad at him maybe a little. You know, he didn't make me. Whatever you do will be fucking great. Please don't let me down. I'm sick, and the doctors think that I might not make it through Thursday. And that's just one professional. All right. Thank you. Please, please, please listen to this message. That was from my heart. I mean, I gave good direction, don't you think?
Yeah.
If he doesn't turn something around that's good, well, then he's a failure. He's a failure. I wish I had reverb.
You do.
I do.
Aaron was given instructions.
I was. Well, 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 it's fun to sing these songs. I like singing these songs. I sing them all day long. I hear the echo playing, and I hear it in my ears. I like the echo I'm getting, and it's kind of out of real. I like my echo, wow. I like my reverb fancy, and I like my echo loud. I like to hear the reverb all amongst that big old crowd. I like reverb, I like echo, I like chorus sounds, you know. I will sing the same beat, that's why everybody goes. I like the ooh, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ooh. Oh, God, you should only have this much fun. Today I consider myself one of the luckiest men alive. The Todd Glass Show. You're going to like the way you like it. It's our new catchphrase. You're going to
like
it. Because we find that people are going, I can't believe how much I like the Todd Glass Show. I mean, I knew I liked it, but I didn't think I'd like it that much. Now I realize I like it. So people are going, I can't believe how much I like, even though I thought I liked it, but no, and I'm done.
Well, because other
podcasts. What am I trying to do?
Other podcasts, I like it, but it's like, would they just shut up?
Shut up already. Shut up. Your problem is you can't shut
the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Why even drop this?
Right. Shut up. You know what? I might not drop this. People might not need to hear it. I'm not dropping it.
No, I meant that.
No, I know what you meant, but I switched it around. Would anybody like to talk into the louder microphone? Would you enjoy it if I passed it around, would you?
Yes.
You would like it, wouldn't you? Sure you would. It's so much fun to talk into the louder microphone.
This is the loud microphone. Clean up on aisle 7.
Would you like to talk into the loud microphone, Aaron Simon?
This is God. Todd, I exist. Repent.
Oh my God.
Oh shit, you're in trouble.
Oh God, I'm in trouble. I hope he just cares that I was
nice.
I hope that he cares that I was nice at least. You know what? Let's take a break, right? Let's take a break. We're professional. Hey, Aristotle's not here, so we can do all this shit.
Or is he having a panic attack?
Yeah, what is he? Oh, let's talk about your panic attack. But also Aristotle is not here. I should tell everyone to George Carlin. He was going to see
Fish.
No, Aristotle's no. Aristotle's going to Dave Ross to watch him do his
hour.
So and we sent him a video. We sent him a recording we all made. Sent some love his way. I think he's going to be great. I've seen him do a few sets lately, and he knows what.
What is he doing?
He's fucking tight. He gets. He's ready. You know. He's got a. He's good. What?
Or is he doing it at?
Who gives a shit? I'm tired of these guys. He's doing it. You know, I don't know where he's doing it. I know he's doing it tonight, though, but I don't know where. And I remember where, but I forget.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, but anyway.
I wasn't invited.
Todd, this is the producer. Move it on, okay? Just, you know, now that you're with Sideburns. Starburns. I'm new here. You got it. We come over the PA system, so just move it on, okay? Move it on. You're good, but move it on.
No, we signed with Sideburns that
day. Wait, what
guy
is
in it? Portland.
Yeah, we signed with the Portland. I bet he still listens. I hope he does. But thank you very much. I appreciate your guidance. No problem. That's what I'm saying, because, you know, you like, we love your show. We just want you to, like, you got to, like, you know, eventually move it on, okay? No, I get it. They're right. You're going to lose people. I don't need to lose any more people. Exactly. So do you want to make, let's call somebody else. I have a good show. I'm not afraid to call. Who can we? What do you think, Blake Wexler? He's always, you know, he usually can
He'll
count
answer.
On. Should we call Vinny? At Dave Ross taping. Steve Fine Arts is at the Dave Ross taping. Hey, by the way, tomorrow is Eddie Pepitone's taping. And I would imagine the first show is sold out. But can I tell you something? If it took this one last push, and maybe they'll be sold out, but you'd be surprised. Sometimes there's a day before tickets. You know, you want every seat filled. So I don't think it would be crazy to try it, even though it's the day before the show. But I'm telling you, you'll be so fulfilled. You know, going out of the house is a big deal. And man, it really makes it all worthwhile when what you go to see, they do a good job. And I've done both in my career, and I try to, you know, meaning like not, like just do 100%. People do a lot to go fucking go see a show. So that's what I'm saying about Eddie. You go see it, it's so fucking worth it. You're seeing everything. You're seeing comedy and art and just brilliance. Just brilliance. Eddie Pepitone at the Typewriter Dynasty tomorrow night.
Saturday.
The 16th of February. And it's going to be something to see. It's going to be elegant. And he's going to be like, he's going to be presented like, you know, look, this is me saying it, not him. But what's wrong with sending some good love? Because I believe it. You're going to watch him be presented like the art that he is. Like the art that he is, letting him be raw and soft and naive and angry and every emotion exuding from just this funny man, that every bone in his goddamn body is funny. And he's willing to show you at every level and be vulnerable and just be, it's fucking the best thing that you can possibly do for your insides. It'll
and
make
can
you
I
feel
say
so good.
That when he became a paid regular at the Comedy Store, mm-hmm. I think it really did something good for him, and he's on the best he's ever been. He's so fucking funny right now. This is
you know
be
what
a
he
great
did?
Special.
You know what he did, and I like that. You know, I like that he, you know, that they put his name up there because he earned it, and I like that someone acknowledged it. Like everybody might have a different version of it, but like I remember, you know, there's guys that are really funny, but they don't go on the road, but they fucking make you laugh. But you know, do they? And yeah, sometimes no, sometimes they're look. Yeah, sometimes it makes total sense. It depends, you know, what you want to do. Sometimes, you know, writing, doing stand up, even around just Los Angeles or New York, and you enjoy it, but you know what level you might go to. For some, this group exists, but. You show off your write, you know, how the way you write, if you're a good little, you know, writer, but you're not like a seasoned comedian where you can. Eddie was like at one point, like guy like that, like in New York and LA. Then he just started pounding the pavement. Eddie can do any, to me, unless you have a rowdy, dumb club. Every club should introduce their audience to Eddie Pepitone. Unless you're, I don't want to start naming clubs like where they, no, you can't be of cultivating. Look, you know, if you own a club, what audience have you cultivated? You might think, I've cultivated, like, you know, Vermont Comedy Club we talked about. Yeah, you're cultivating an audience. The Acme in Minneapolis. Yeah, you're cultivating these. A lot of Heliums are cultivating Vermont and Comedy on State, cultivating comedians before that the audience even knows who they are. You take chances, and the audience has some trust in you. So, what were we talking about?
Everybody should be booking Eddie.
Oh, so if you have a club where overwhelmingly you know, no, you've trained their audiences, and you, yes, because it's like, that's why, and that's him pounding the pavement. Just pounding the pavement. Next thing you know, 2 years rolls around, you go to see him, you're like, oh my God. Like, he did an hour tonight. That was nothing to him. You know what I mean? It just seemed like that was just, and I was shredding my fucking insides. Just when you think he's done shredding you, and you've been shredded four times, and you think, all right, that's not going to happen again, you know, but that's okay. It's all right. He's probably got 10 minutes left. And then it's just a down period where he's like talking, and then out of goddamn nowhere, you fucking guessed it. He fucking shreds you all over again. You're like, are you shitting me? I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if I can fucking handle it again. And then he fucking takes you. down this just fucking crazy great roller coaster.
That's how Steve Finearts died.
That's how Steve Finearts died. So Eddie Pepitone at Steve Finearts' funeral, we put the request out to James Adomian, and if he sends it, we'll play it. I don't know where we'll drop it in. I'll leave that up to Aristotle. I'm in a great mood. How you doing?
I feel amazing. Thank you for asking.
Oh, man. Let's take our time. And what time is it?
What else we got to do?
John asked, what else do we have to do?
Eric has a kid he has to get back to. No. Sure.
No, no, no. What time is it?
No, please don't make me.
No. What time is it?
9:06.
No, we're doing a double. Why? You got somewhere to go?
No, I'm saying how we're all going to die one day and we should seize the moment.
Seize the moment. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all coming out here tonight. Thank you very much. Thank you. Praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say that's right. Hallelujah. Right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the good Lord. Right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. I said praise him. I said praise him.
Oh, Lord, I praise you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise that Lord. Praise the good Lord.
I am appraising
Hallelujah.
You.
Praise the Lord.
You are praised.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's the guy who won't accept what they're praising. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Say it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give me that microphone over here. Praise the Lord, young man. What is your name, young man? Can I get my tribal drum beat? Can we try to have some semblance? Then I'm in a big arena walking around with a microphone and my drummer. Bring it down a little bit. No, a little more tribal. Boom, 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 boom. There we go. What is your name, young man, as we sit here tonight in front of 3,000 people? What is your name, young man?
James.
Praise the Lord for James, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Be Lord.
James, what do you come to me with?
Oh, I can't read very well.
Oh, you can read good now. Read this book.
Oh, it says...
That's right. He's not having any trouble at all. You saw them live as the camera closed in on him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God damn it. By the way, I forgot to turn the fan on outside. Can you turn it on, please? That's not a good idea. I hate that I forgot that. The big fan outside, I don't mention it on every show, but it's big. It's like, how would you explain how big it is? Like, you know, an old-fashioned round trash can lid? Like that and another 25-30%. Like, I know that's a weird way, but how else can you tell? What else would be better? Okay, an old trash can lid, 30% bigger. Everyone goes, trash can lid, boom. They get exactly...
You know, like a round sled?
A tire. It's the exact same as a tire. That's better. You're right. That's better. So the fan is the exact same size as a tire. It's a big industrial fan. I put it outside. It serves as white noise, so it muffles the sounds coming out of here. People still hear it. See? But it really does the job. I know. We tested it back in the day. We would play music really loud and then go up on the deck and listen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, hold on. I don't want to just do things that are... Oh, want to play more taters, please?
Sure.
Wow.
I thought when I was a kid... You know how, like, you get things wrong in your head when you're a kid and it takes you a while to, like, figure it out? Mm-hmm. Whenever someone was, like, fed up, I was like, oh, who else is going to do it? It's like, if I don't do it, who will? I always thought it was, like, a person. It's like, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? Will? I was like, who's this Will guy?
Oh my God, everybody has those type of things. But if I don't do it, who will? Who? Well, I don't know if this is in the same area, but I thought it was till I was like 25. Soap boppers. My mom's watching her soap boppers. I was like, it's soap operas.
I thought bathing suits were banging suits.
Really?
I thought they'd say, go grab your banging suit.
I knew someone who thought that's so Raven was Fatso Raisin. I'm serious.
Speaking of praising the
Fatso
Lord.
Fatso Raisin, are you kidding me?
Speaking about praising the Lord, for the longest time when someone sneezed, I thought it was blush you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I said blush you for so long.
Blush you.
Blush you.
Blush you. Well, you know what? It all makes sense. I'm not going to pick on you.
And I thought it was nip it in the butt for 34 years.
I thought it was give me the big boys and free my soul. My friend John in the middle of singing it goes, what are you singing? Oh, I'm like, I go inward. I'm
I think I might have already brought this up, but do you know?
That's so Raven.
Do you know what the phrase up and at 'em is from? Have your parents ever said that?
Yeah, up and at 'em.
Up and at 'em. They didn't always sound like up and like the name Adam, like up and at 'em.
That's what I thought it was.
Well, it's a war term. It says up and at them.
Up and at them.
Go get up and let's go get at 'em. I did too for so long.
I still did till just now. I used to, but I still do. Wow, up and at them. God damn it. Not that that matters, but I mean, I guess I don't like to just be learning this. For what it's worth, maybe a lot of other people are learning it too. Up and at them. Up and at them. That makes more sense.
Up and at them.
Up and at them.
All right, man. Up and at them.
I would never do well in those circumstances. I don't know what I would do. I have never been happier.
You did well last war.
When I didn't get into the military because, you know, if I would have had enlisted then, but, you know, then technically on paper I had, you know, problems.
You say when you didn't get in the military.
I had to sign
up. You applied?
I had to sign up.
Oh, for the draft.
Yeah, and then I would just, but I listed as because I was special.
Special forces?
Oh, you must have been able to. What had what?
You're special forces, right?
Special forces.
So you went in, and they said you're special forces.
Can we get some music?
What was that like?
Put some nice music.
I'm trying, but it's all, yeah.
Oh no, you can't.
Oh, there it went.
Oh, we got it fixed. You know what? I feel bad. Because,
I knew if you did that enough.
Oh, God, I forgot. We have to get out of it. If we're going to get out of it to do other bits. Oh, it worked for other bits, but not the like the sound effects from the train station, which you guys, do we ever, we never did it.
We never got anyone on the phone.
All right, let me try. I want to do the type of show that we commit to things, and then we'll, what were you just going to play?
Just music.
Okay, you know what? I know what to play sometimes as I decide who I'm going to call. Let it breathe. Stop hurrying.
Let it breathe. Let it breathe.
When I said I need...
No, it's fine.
That's good. When I said I need...
Just take off your clothes. I do song parodies. You don't have... Okay, stop the show. I want to do a regular show. It's not a shit festival anymore. I'm sorry.
Wait. When was it a shit festival?
Maybe all that craziness going on. I mean, what am I doing? What is my show about? What do I have structure? I mean, I gotta have some value. I gotta have, hold on. Let me try to take. Let me make pretend I really switch it. Like I catch with the pro. I think I can fix it live in studio. You don't have to say you love me. You don't have to say you love me. Maybe a little reverb. People like to hear me sing. That's what my manager told me. How does? Oh yeah, how many animals? What, mommy? Hello. Todd in the later years never knew where he was at.
Mommy, hello.
Hello. I'll call her. Go ahead. Call her.
Todd.
Act like
oh,
you
no, Todd. We don't take calls,
calls
here.
Oh well, fuck them.
All right.
I'm not. You know what? Can I tell you right now? To George Carlin, I'm not afraid of silence. I'm not afraid of redirection. Stop. Take a deep breath. What do we want to do? How's the rest of the night going to go as we go?
You were
going to
call someone.
Oh, thank you. Eric, you're valuable.
Thank you.
Eric Olson!
No. You're very helpful. Hi, do you want to go to the Andy Kindler, give a compliment, then make a facial expression that would bring people into hysterics and it works every goddamn time? Watch Andy Kindler say things like this. No, Eric, without you, the show couldn't exist. You'll be able to say things like, oh, Todd, no, you're very funny in what you do. You're brilliant. Oh, no, nobody plays the glockenspiel like Aaron Simon. Are people imagining my face, do you think?
Hi.
I think they're imagining Andy's face.
Okay, good.
Hi, when I first got... what was it called?
Andy Kindler, he says a compliment and then he makes this facial expression. People don't even know who Andy Kindler is. Andy Kindler's dead. He's dead. I have a young audience. I don't have dead people I talk about. If he's not dead, I heard he's got like another year left.
Well, on average, half of the people are dead.
Well, on average, half. Thank you. And, you know, I could shoot myself in the knee and come out my neck, but that's not going to help anybody at the peanut gallery. It's a new thing I do. I make up things that people, it stops people. It, like, deters them when they're coming after you verbally. You go, well, I could shoot myself in the knee and come out of my Adam's apple, but that's not going to make the detergent companies happy. They're like, oh, and then you run away.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, I could punch myself in the face, fall down, and get up by the straps and eat a Krispy Kreme in the bayou, but that's not going to make Jack Sharp any sharper. But anyway, start it up, Larry.
Dude,
that's
just five more.
Five
Dude,
more.
Five more.
You know? Shut up.
Please.
No, I could shoot a rabbit its an ass with a BB gun, but that's not going to make my dinner get here any quicker. And if it did get here quicker, I don't want a BB gun with rats up my ass. Anyway, good. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. No one says it this time of year. You can't say it. You know what I found out? You can't say Merry Christmas in June. The war on Christmas, people look at you funny.
I've seen Nick Swartzen do karaoke, and every time he says, Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, baby. Happy Halloween. Where's my reverb? Happy, happy, happy Halloween. I got my happiest, my Halloween is. I like my happy Halloween. Holla, walla, walla, Halloween. Holla, walla, walla, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween. Happy, 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 happy Halloween. Happy, a happy, a happy Halloween. You're gonna go trick-or-treating. Because you're happy. A Halloweeny. Happy Halloween. You're happy. On Halloween. Unhappy Halloween. Okay, everybody, you happy what I've done with the show? This is what I've decided you need.
You were going to call someone.
I was going to call somebody. Who do I call? I don't know who to call anymore. There's no one.
Best episode ever.
What?
This is the ball.
Gary Goldman.
Gary Goldman, yes.
That's a good one.
Call Gary Goldman. But, you know, he could get controversial. Depends what mood he's in.
I don't know. Look at him.
Hello? You're on my podcast. I'm sorry to do this to you, but if there's anybody I know well enough, it's you. Don't make the train sound. He's going to think it's unprofessional.
You're at a train station.
I'm trying to make him come on the show. Making train sound effects in the background is going to make him think it's a shit festival. All right, guys, have your fun.
Tickets,
have your fun.
Please.
Have your fun.
Tickets.
Okay, tickets, please. What type of train station is it?
Where's line three?
Oh, come on. Oh, we're at the train station, Gary.
Did you pack your own luggage?
Yeah, we're at the train station.
All aboard!
I wanted to call you and say, guys, be the worst one. Like, I'm lying to you and telling you I'm going to try to so I guess these guys can cover for me.
I
told you I need to get a train ticket. Dude, you're not.
How do trains even work?
Sometimes
I look at a train.
And I tell you guys, don't over. Hold on, stop for 1 second. Stop. So here's the direction. I tell you guys, I'm going to call Gary. I borrowed money from him, and I told him I need it for a train. Please, don't do it over the top. This isn't like the way we do the bits on the Todd Glass Show. You just call him, and you fucking, you know... You get it? He's just going to... You just do it. Realistic train station. Understated. Understated.
Okay.
You get it?
We got it.
It's all about understating, and otherwise right. You make me look like a liar. I'm going to call him right now. Hello, Gary?
Last
call for tickets.
Hey, Gary, it's time to the train
rails.
Thanks a lot for the ticket, Gary. It really helped me. I'm at the train station now.
Sort of inside the train.
Oh my god, a set. I'm at the actual train station. What are you talking? Oh my god, hold on. Are you really accusing me of lying to you? I bought the money. You lent me money, and I bought tickets with it. I appreciate that so much. I was able to get my family down to see me. Well, I'm at one right now. I'm at the train station. You can hear the trains, the wheels. What, Gary? What? I swear. What? What? I'm gonna go in the bathroom and shut the door.
Clank.
Oh my God, Gary, I literally took the money. I'm going to cry because I appreciated what you did for me. I'm at the train. Do it. Do it with the thing, with the drum. No, it's really the train. Listen.
Oh, that is the train.
Just listen for a second. Get out of your own way.
The line will be arriving in 13 minutes.
That's the...
The sea line. Gary, hold on. In 10 minutes.
What?
That's like a disco beat.
Gary, I love you. You play it so well. The guy... I feel like it's so much fun lying like that. He's so full of shit. And how about these fucking idiots? It's so funny. Understated. Right, last call. Couldn't be worse. That's their idea. They tell me, they look at me with comment, you don't need to tell us, believe me, we get it. All of a sudden you hear track 145 coming in and 12C. I get so nervous at the train station. But Gary, I want to say it was great seeing you the other night. We decided who could we call, and you won. Oh, can we do that? Can we do that? Okay. Oh, God. Okay. This. So, Let's do it right now. I'm going to set it up because I like setting it up. Well, because I want to tell you my version was that I remember I told Gary that when I was younger, I did not like the Three Stooges because I thought, now look, I get it. I was a young kid. I get it from now. That was the thing. Maybe they were all stupid or whatever. You know, I don't like that word. But anyway, so but I used to say because he was just as stupid as them and he's always yelling at them and belittling them and he's not so fucking great. Go off on your own then. He's like bang, bang, chung, hitting them, you know, and he's and they're not and it's but you're so great. Go off on your own then. Like, what have you ever done so great? What have you ever discovered? What have you ever invented? What have you ever done but yell at these two guys? If you're so great, well then fucking go off on your own. And week after week, just watching him belittle these other two guys who were maybe, you know, I don't know, they're I mean, they're adults, they could go, but people get caught in weird relationships and he didn't have to be such a fucking dick. So then Gary goes, all right, then here we go. This is the bit where good, you set it up. And I'll be, who am I? I'm Larry?
No, you're Curly.
I'm Curly.
Curly.
Okay.
Curly.
Yeah.
Curly.
Oh, what's wise guy? Certainly.
No, Curly. Curly.
What?
No, don't do the.
Curly.
I need to talk to you. Mo's in the bathroom. I need to talk to you.
What's the matter? Oh, my God, I just got the shivers. We have to. I can't believe you said it. I can't fucking take it. We have to kill Mo. We're going
to kill Mo.
Come over to my house tonight at midnight. We're going to kill Mo. Bye. Hey.
We got to be silly still.
Gary, you're the best. You kill right on the phone. I'll be honest with you, and I don't want to say names.
Remember when we took shrooms and called him to do the abbreviation bit, and that's he killed on the phone.
We took shrooms, and you called you to ask if you do the abbreviation bit, and you did it, and you committed, and we loved it. I would it be rude to put you through that for something else?
No, not at all. But can I tell you something about you, Todd? You don't even remember this, but when I'm trying to tell people about my friendship with you and your spirit and your devotion to comedy and your love of comedy, they're like, oh yeah, he's funny, he loves to do bits and he's fun at the parties, and you know, I was at Montreal with him, and I said, no, Montreal, okay, fine, yeah, everybody tries to entertain each other late at night, Todd's the best at it, but I don't think you understand how deep Todd's devotion to making people laugh is. And then I show them the video, and at first it just shows Todd on an iPhone video, and he's doing the ShamWow bit. And then I pan back, and it's Todd doing the ShamWow bit for an 8-year-old boy. fully committed, acting it out physical in this little boy's kitchen, because Todd, 30 years ago, mother was Todd's boss at the Dairy Queen.
Right. Oh my God, for Declan.
Yeah,
God, you got a great memory. Now Declan came to the show and filled.
I show it to strangers.
Oh, that's right. God damn it, Gary. That's so, I forget. It's crazy. Like, you know, you have stories like that. You know, I was telling everybody, like, the time that, you know, I was doing those shows at PJ Ryan's and you were coming into Philadelphia and Helium didn't care. They were like, no, you can do that in the summer. And there was this place where I made it my own. It was like crazy, like this cool little swanky little thing downstairs. And I got a house that was like a bed and breakfast, but yeah, they said no one's staying in it. So it was just us.
Yeah.
And we had the house. It was like, I wanted to stay. I didn't want to go back to I wanted to make pretend I was on the road, even though I was 10 minutes away from my parents lived. We both came in. We both did Preston and Steve. And it was, we did like 5 shows and every show was packed and,
but do you remember one of the funny things I did in that?
In the driveway?
No, in the Airbnb was when I hadn't shaved for weeks leading up to it, and then we were going over to the show, and I shaved most of my beard and most of my mustache. I shaved all my beard off, and then I came down and I said, "Let's go to the show," and I had a Hitler mustache.
Right, that's right. No, you know what? I'm sorry. No one can wear the Hitler mustache anymore. You know that argument. Gary?
Oh!
Gary, I gotta go. The train's taking off. I gotta go. I can't hear you. Sorry, buddy. Sorry. Thank you. Bye. Can I tell you something, guys? I give you an A+. You know how much fun that was? I'd live, to be able to do that at a live show. I'm calling somebody on the phone. Could this audience act like a train station? But don't do it over the top. Well, they're going to mirror what the band does. So it's really an opportunity for everyone to go, all aboard. People can play within the confines of restriction. I'll give you opportunities. I think that's what I have to learn. I don't mind audience participation if it's... Because that would be such a fun bit to do.
Yeah,
like
that
to
would
have
be fun.
It was fun to hear it. All aboard. All making it funny. Don't do it over the top. Don't go over the top. Just really make it sound like a train station. Well, I guess we're going to go in for the close. Shit, man.
Well, let's get fresh air then.
How long we been going?
1 hour and 6 minutes.
Wow, perfect. Going for the close? We're great. What time is it?
We can still do the Motaters.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, John.
Motaters.
Well, let's go in for the close. The fans, yeah, the diehard fans should not.
Yeah, I know, right? Let's go in for the close.
And what
how about after we're done this, we play an old-time classic Joe McKenzie song to take
us
out.
Yeah, let's do that.
So let's do a little Motaters. Let's be silly with that. This was fun. I feel like to George Carlin, every show is different, and sometimes you just have a relaxation like you haven't had once before, or you just had a different rhythm that you enjoyed. And I swear, Rory Scovel said that a long time ago. He goes, you know, when you have a show where it just, sometimes it ends screeching and, you know, and you're like, and it's that. So other times it's like, you're in some mellow mood that's just as swanky. Don't try to top it, what you think is top. I would have. Just be wherever you're at. Just be there, really present, and just be silly. Sometimes it ends with a big song. Sometimes Gavin Matz is going to come by with his... You know, Gavin Matz plays baseball. He's my nephew, and he plays baseball for me. Beth, I loved it. Beth Stelling. She was great.
I can't get it.
She had some really good, clean things that she said, like on things that I really care about, and she really had a nice, simple way sometimes to say them, and I liked hearing them. It was refreshing. What?
I can't get over the fish song.
I know. What are the odds?
That was so nice of her.
What are the odds? She didn't know even. That's what's great.
She might have seen my sweatshirt.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I didn't even notice it. Let me take
it. Find me in Mexico next week.
Yeah, he's going to be in Mexico.
Watching fish.
Watching fish. How do you guys find each other? Don't you wish everyone from the Todd Glass Show wore a bow tie? But that's a little hard to do. How about a...
There's one fan for sure who's a fish fan, Rachel up in New York.
What could you all do that would be easy right now? This is your last opportunity to go, what could we all do that's not too hard? Like, a bow tie might be a pain in the ass. You might not want to wear a bow tie. It's like a little... But what could you do that you could all find each other?
Hit each other up on Messenger.
It would be really funny. Hey, I'm standing over here. Maybe someone starts that.
Well, there's definitely Facebook groups like... Addicted to Fish and LA Freaks. If you listen to this podcast and actually are a fish fan, like, post on there.
Obviously, that's the...
Oh, that's the other thing. Like, we're going to... Todd Glass, next time they come to LA, Todd's definitely going to go. It's going to be a really, really good
time. The Forum. We were going to do it last time, but we went to Montreal instead.
Yeah, which was amazing. Thank you so much.
Wow. What are we going to do? Let's do something. Give me a little... You know that on that keyboards, John. Thanks for going over there. A little bit of when the shark bites. You anything?
Okay.
A little sexy swinging. baby. Everything's great. Shut up. Oh wait, that might be on the iPad.
Well, it's on. Oh, you want me to play? What's that?
Can I get some reverb? The pretty teeth, dear. All right, bring it down. I want to say goodbye to everybody. Bring the music down. Eric, you have any final words?
See you tomorrow at Eddie Pepitone's.
See you tomorrow at Eddie Pepitone's. Go watch Brilliance being molded by two George Carlin. Man. He couldn't be in better hands. He could not be in better hands. You know what? It's really beautiful because, like, Steve Fine Arts appreciates Eddie Pepitone as much as I do. But you know what I mean? So, like, he's in good hands. Like, it's going to look so beautiful. It's going to be just Eddie being able to be Eddie and capturing it. Steve's going to capture it like the best it can be fucking be captured. It's going to be great. I know it. Well, the problem is, with Eddie's drinking problem, they haven't been able to... I feel like Andy Kindler a lot when you just say things and they're so... You just say them because they're so just so silly and weird. Or
I do that around the house. Like, just... I think it's the most absurd thing to say, so I say it knowing nobody's going to think it's funny.
Yeah, but they should, because it is funny, because it's so absurd. What did I say about... What was I making fun of? Eddie drinking. Yeah, like, well, now that Eddie drinks, I don't know what I wanted from you guys. Todd, that's great. So I'm really not. I want nothing. And at least I can make fun of myself. Okay.
Isn't this half coming out after?
You have to talk into the mic.
Isn't this half coming
out? Why are you talking so close to the mic?
Whoa.
Make a meal out of it. Hey. Whoa.
Just come to the mic.
That's a little matzo ball-y. You know, you're not at your grandparents anymore. Let's show a little bit.
Hey, thank your grandma for giving me those countertops. That was
Hey, you
really
know what?
Great.
I really tell your grandmother, and I'm not even joking around.
No, I already put him on.
He makes a joke about it. I think it's funny. I do appreciate it. I love it, a joke. I do. I'm a comedian. But I do want to thank her for real.
For giving me those countertops.
Okay.
She's
not going to...
Sure. Well,
I'm a mentor to her beloved grandchild. I think if she's
I'm a mentor to her.
Okay, listen. I just
and that's why I appreciate
I don't even
so
think
much
of her as her. I think
it's
I just
weird
because
she never really mentions either of you guys.
Really?
Ever.
Well, good. I hope she fucking the countertop hits her on the head. Yeah, and she passes out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't need her countertops. I'm sick of kissing her ass. She tells me they might break when they're taking them out. Well, hire people to do it right. I want those countertops in perfect shape. And if they're going to send some moron in there with a crowbar to yank them out to prove a point, well, how do I end up helping anybody? How do I end up with this just banging up? Let me get these countertops out. Let me get these countertops out, Mrs. Simon. There they go. Oh, yeah, we'll get them. Oh, yeah. We'll get them. It's coming. No, it's cracking. Hold on, Mrs. Simon. I think we're going to crack this edge right off here. There we go. No, you bring in a professional. They have chemicals that make the glue dissolve. Not a moron hitting the counter with a... Yeah, I mean, if she gets some guy in there, some day laborer with a sledgehammer, and he's just going to sit there and bang it. No. Well, he listens to his iPad.
You'll just come in and get the countertops.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should. I should send my own guys over. I'll send Joshua over. He won't crack no countertops.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
No, Joshua doesn't just sit there, bang, 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 bang. Like a more, I don't like to use the word, well, let's put it this, someone that's not in touch with how you're going to get what you want. Do you get what you want out of that type of behavior? It's the behavior of... All right, everybody, it's time to say goodbye. I'm starving. I love being starving. But I don't starving being loved.
And that's my new book.
Panini Maker. We're getting up 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 Panini Maker. I'm done. Todd Glass out. We'll let you do the last drum. Quiet, just do whatever you want. What can you do? Don't do what everybody else does. I want something better than that. Wow, yeah, there you go. Thank you. That is Eric Calver headlining the show tonight.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you, I...